Vav Mitzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah begins by describing a different type of business deal called Tzon Barzel. Tzon Barzel literally means sheep made of iron. And the reason it's called made of iron is because the owner, or the person, the investor, the investment stands for him like iron. It's an ironclad investment for him. And it's to his advantage, and not so much to the advantage of the person who he's investing with, who's going to take care of the sheep in this instance. And that is, the deal is as follows, that an investor comes along and says, here, I'm going to give you 100 sheep that are worth 100 sela, and that you should spend the next year or two working with those sheep, taking care of them, and we'll divide all the shearings of the sheep and the children that they give birth to and the milk that they provide, with the condition that all of the responsibility for this investment, for all the sheep, is on you. I bear no responsibility. Anything happens to them, if they die, they get messed up, anything happens, you're going to have to pay. You'll have to pay back me the mea sela. So the Mishnah says, Ein mekablin tzon barzel mi Yisrael. You're not allowed to accept a tzon barzel deal from a Jew. And the reason for that is mipnei shehu ribis, because it's ribis. Now, it's not actual interest. It's avak ribis. It's the dust of ribis. It's ribis drabanan. Because the reason is because it's the person who is going to be receiving the deal, who's going to be working the deal, he is on the lower end of the deal. This is really not such a good deal for him. He's accepting all of the responsibility for the entire amount of sheep, and just basically he's doing that and giving 50% of it to the investor just because the investor is lending him all of these sheep. That's therefore, it's not a direct ribis, but it's a form of the dust of ribis. Now the Mishnah will contrast this to dealing with a non-Jew, and this is going to take us in general into the question of ribis, of interest with a non-Jew. The Mishnah says, "Avol mekablin tzon barzel min anochrim," but you are permitted to accept a tzon barzel deal from someone who's not Jewish, because, and that follows with the next halacha, which is "Veloven mehen," you can borrow from them, from non-Jews, malva o son, and you can lend to non-Jews beribis. And this is really even ribis daraisa you're allowed to do, because the prohibition against ribis is exclusively to achicha, to your brother. So also the Mishnah says, v'chein b'ger toshav, also with a ger toshav. And a ger toshav is a non-Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael and has accepted upon himself to keep all of the seven Noahide laws, all the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, not to eat Eir Menachai, not to Chalila, not to curse Hashem, not to steal, and also to keep a system of justice. He keeps all the seven Noahide laws. He's a Ger Toshav. But even a Ger Toshav, since he's not fully Achicha, he's not your brother, you are permitted to borrow and lend him with ribis. The Mishnah continues, Malve Yisrael, Ma'osev Shal Nachri, that a Jew is allowed to lend out to another Jew the monies belonging to a non-Jew, Midas Nachri, as long as it is with the knowledge of the Nachri, of the non-Jew. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara explains, this is only under very specific circumstances. And that is, let's say Reuven has borrowed money from a non-Jew with interest, and he's ready to return the loan to the non-Jew. Shimon finds Reuven and says, you know, I would like to have that that loan with ribis from that non-Jew. And he says, so what they can do is, if they go back to the Nachri, they go back to the non-Jew, and the Nachri, the non-Jew, actually takes the money from Reuven and then gives it to Shimon, even though he's doing it at the behest of Reuven, and Reuven is really sort of the matchmaker here in the deal, it's okay to do that. Avol lo midas Yisrael, but not if it's just with the knowledge of the Jew. In other words, if the non-Jew is not involved and the Reuven is just going to lend the money that he got from the non-Jew to Shimon and have Shimon pay him with interest, that doesn't work. It has to only be where the non-Jew gets involved directly, takes the money from Reuven, gives it to Shimon. Then is it okay.